Okay, ma'am. So unfortunately, the representative that you spoke with earlier, she didn't tell you that they was charging you a quote of 120 because he was coming from a far destination. He was charging you an out-of-pocket fee for coming out of area because he was out of area. That's
And I
why it was
get
120.
that at this point, but in the very beginning, I wasn't told any of this. I wasn't told, like, how is it my fault that they chose somebody who's all the way out in dang Dallas? Like, how is that my fault when I'm here in Arlington and the people that they chose are far away? Like, I was told it was going to be free. So why is that on me that they chose somebody far away?
Well, we do have a list of providers that we go through, and some be not available, and so we have to go through a list. So, and I'm guessing that was the, let me see, because I don't even know who this is. I'm guessing.
Because she didn't tell me anything. She just said, "You'll get a text message from them." And I said, "Okay, cool." And then that's when I got the text saying it would be an hour, but an hour has gone by and nobody has called, nobody has anything. And then that's when I called them and that's when they said, "Hey, we're waiting for the rest." And I'm like, "Yeah, that would have been nice to know when I called an hour ago that you guys needed more." Like, if I would have known that in the very beginning, like, that would have been a different story. I could have called my insurance by now. They probably could have already been out here getting my car by now. But now I have to basically start the process all over.
Yes, let me see. Let me check, sir.
Like, I don't mind, calling my insurance and doing all of that. Just that it would have been nice to know an hour ago. Like, I've been waiting here this whole time thinking they're on their way and we're going to get this taken care of, and nobody's on their way. Like, I don't get why
See.
they didn't call me and said, "Hey, ma'am, we're not coming because we didn't get to, wait a whole dang hour to, like, and I got to call them to find that out." Like,
Let me see.
I'm about
Yeah,
to just
so
call them and put the 70 on my credit card because I want to go through the insurance and be on the phone for another 30 freaking minutes before they can figure this out.
It's not your insurance company, it's the tow company that's giving you the quote. But what I can do
Well,
is I
no,
could
I get it.
so what I could
I'm
do is
sorry, go ahead.
I can let me go back. What I can do, I can just let me redispatch this for you. And then I have to find you excuse me, I see could I find you another provider that's closer in the area?
But is that going to affect anything because the other people were already paid $50? Or, like, how does that, I guess, I don't know if that affects it if we get a new towed person.
Who already paid $50, ma'am?
I don't know. That's what the tow guy said. He said, "I received $50 out of the 120." I don't know who paid him the $50. It wasn't my insurance. I didn't give nobody my insurance payment. I'm assuming it might have been Meineke. I don't know.
Oh,
But
it probably
he
was,
told me he said we received $50, but the total is 120. That's what he was saying, that they haven't came out yet because they did receive partial, but it just wasn't, I guess, enough.
Yeah, and that's what he was okay. So what I do, ma'am, I'll just find you another provider, then I give you a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you. All
You're welcome. I'm sorry about that.
right, bye.